It's the catch-up with Daryl and Renee, all thanks to Metricon, your knockdown and rebuild specialist. Now, Renee, we've got a special guest on the line, Amanda Bond, the CEO of CareChoice. Now, the NDIS rollout is due to finish in 2020. It's important to us because Geelong is where they started it. There's been a lot of discussion about the need for appropriate housing for people with a disability, particularly young people living in nursing homes, but also those in groups homes or in the family home with ageing parents. Now, the good news is that specialist housing providers are beginning to construct new disability homes across Victoria, including here in Geelong. It's to utilise the NDIS Specialist Disability Accommodation Funding available for people with complex support needs. Now, joining us on the line is Amanda Bond, the CEO of CareChoice, a registered service provider. Their CareChoice homes are seeking eligible participants for 8 new homes in Geelong and Windervale. Hello, Amanda.
Hi,
and thanks for your
Amanda.
Time.
Hi, Amanda.
Hi, Daryl and Renee. How are you?
We are fab. Thank you. So tell me more about the Specialist Disability Accommodation and its funding.
Yeah, absolutely. The Specialist Disability Accommodation funding, or SDA, funding is available to around 6% of NDIS participants whose housing needs really can't be met by other means. So look, it's a real step towards providing greater independence to people with very high support needs.
So how does this transform housing options for people with a disability?
Yeah, look, it's going to be life-changing for people with a disability. Shockingly, around 6,000 young Australians are living in nursing homes because there's nowhere else for them to go. Other people with a severe disability may live in group homes with many others, and sometimes these arrangements are often unsuitable. You know, the group home might be old or run down, or it might be located away from their support networks. So for those living at home, you know, with ageing parents, when they become frail and they really worry what will happen to their adult children when they're no longer around, this SDA funding really helps people with a disability to break the traditional disability housing model and team up with a service like CareChoice Homes to find their forever home. And the NDIS has really been making more funds available in this space, which is great.
Yeah, that is great. So, Amanda, who's building these houses and how do people with a disability access them?
NDIS registered developers are constructing brand new homes which are leased to people with a disability who have eligible SDA funding, so they can live more independently. Participants will receive their funding depending on their needs. So there's different design categories, including basic, improved livability, fully accessible, robust and high physical support.
What do CareChoice homes have to offer?
CareChoice has supported people with multiple and complex disability needs for over 10 years now, actually. And our new service, CareChoice Homes, aims to offer NDIS participants with this SDA funding access to the brand new disability housing across Victoria. So we deliver 24/7 support in new homes with collaborating SDA partners. And right now there's brand new high physical support homes under construction in Geelong and also in Windervale. And by high physical, I mean people with severe cognitive impairment or total mobility loss. So they may require full assistance to, you know, perform basic tasks such as showering, dressing, grooming and feeding. And we'll actually have more houses available across Melbourne in 2020.
That's great. So how can people find out more?
We're holding free information seminars in Werribee this coming Monday, the 18th of November. Also in Geelong on the 28th of November. So we'd encourage people with a disability, their families and support coordinators to come along.
Well, you can visit carechoice.net.au/events to register, or there's a number 1300 737 942 to speak with a CareChoice home specialist. Amanda Bond, the CEO of CareChoice, thank you for your time
Thanks,
this
Amanda.
Afternoon.
Thanks, guys.
It is the catch-up with Daryl and Renee here at Bay 93.9.